How are you doing these days? Being home more, being more isolated. But you know, we've got all these great ways to communicate, and even when we're not dealing with a pandemic, we tend to somewhat want to isolate ourselves. I mentioned this fact earlier, 25% of people in Georgia regularly go weeks or months at a time without having a proper conversation with anyone. Well, let's find out a little bit more about this phenomenon and how we can better connect and how we can leave our legacy to let folks know we were here and share some family stories. We're going to be checking with Rutger Bruning, who's with us from Story Terrace. And Rutger, good morning. Thanks for calling in this morning. I hope you're well today.
Yes, very well. Good morning.
Excellent. So, first of all, I think we need to talk a little bit about this isolation that's going on. We're having to do this. We're having to isolate ourselves. But with all this technology we have, we can still connect. But it looks like some people, even when we don't have this, aren't connecting anyway. What's up?
Yeah, that is really a finding that surprised us a lot. But a lot of people don't connect with anyone, or when they do, they find it very hard to have a really meaningful conversation because, you know, there's just so much news happening and so much people are on their phones that the real conversations are a little bit lost.
And at this point in time, when things are a little bit slower for some folks, it might be a good time to connect. We have Zoom meetings, FaceTime, even just a simple phone call for crying out loud. This is a good time to do that. And, you know, you bring up something I think is very important in some of the information that you sent me about Story Terrace, and that is taking time to make sure we check in with some of the older folks in our lives and also taking time to listen to their stories and document those.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been doing that for 5 years. We've documented the life story and turned them into a book for over 1,000 clients of ours. And we're seeing that today there's more interest than ever because people realize that, one, we're all stuck at home, and it's a fantastic thing to do and to reflect on your life. But also we want to make sure that we keep the stories of the older generation.
You know, and I was lamenting earlier that there are so many stories that my dad and my mother both told, and I remember some of them, but not all of them, or all of each story. And I kick myself for not having it documented in some form or fashion. So this is a great way to make sure we get those stories down so that we don't forget them and that our generations to come get a chance to experience that too.
Absolutely. And you know, I had a similar experience with my grandparents that I spent a lot of time with when I was young. My grandfather, he ran a small resistance group in the Netherlands in the Second World War, and he told me so many stories. But after he passed away, the stories faded so much quicker than I expected. And you know, that's where my regret comes from and why I started our service, so that we can help other people to make sure they do capture the stories of the people they love.
So let's talk a little bit about the best way to make sure that we get those stories. I know your process is you hook people up with ghostwriters to help them get it down in a readable form. But on our end, the gathering side of it, what are some of the ways that we can make sure we gather these stories from our loved ones and make sure that they remain as a legacy?
What we do beyond sort of, you know, matching people with a ghostwriter that interviews them, we have a questionnaire, which I would recommend anyone to do. It's a free questionnaire that's available on our website, or you can make your own questionnaire and really start asking questions. Now, we know from research that we've done that 35% of people across America, they really admire what their folks have achieved, but they have no understanding of how they got there. So getting that conversation going through questions, and some can be written down, can be extremely helpful.
Do you find in dealing with your clients and dealing with this particular concept that you're working on, that sometimes your clients are surprised at some of the stories that they hear, that they maybe we as children don't take the time we should to ask our parents and grandparents questions?
Every book that comes out has stories in it that people don't know. People often, they get our service for their parents because they have heard stories and they don't remember them very well. But then they're so surprised that not just those stories are in there, but a lot of things that they didn't expect. For example, you know, the toughest decisions that they made in their life, how they ultimately, what their life looked like before they had children.
You know, I see a stat here that kind of bothers me, and this is 20% or one-fifth of our population in Georgia. 20% of people in Georgia don't have time to have meaningful conversations with their loved ones.
Yes, people are very busy with work and family life, and even if people meet, they often talk about the daily things that keep us busy in our minds. We have 24-hour access to news, and the time to reflect, I think, is really reduced over the last decades, and that also means there's less time to just talk more deeply about things with each other.
You know, our lifespans are getting longer, and we're living longer, but I wonder if we're enjoying it as much because we don't take time to slow down sometimes and really just soak in the people around us.
I agree with you. And I think, what I'm seeing around myself, people, are feeling much closer right now to their relatives because, people are worried about each other. People have a little bit more time. Book sales are up, for example, significantly because people are finding a little bit more time to basically relax and read and think a little bit more about life and connect.
Just real fast, you say you started the company 5 years ago. What made you want to put this together this way? This is unique to me. I wouldn't have thought of doing this. I think it's great, but I just never would have had it. What pushed you forward to go, this is a business model that could work?
Yes, I mean, initially I've been thinking for over 10 years around this whole problem because I regretted not recording my own grandparents' stories. But then the trigger for setting up the business the way we have using ghostwriters was when I saw the freelancer platforms become mainstream, and they had tens of thousands of writers on them, people with fantastic backgrounds. And because of all the changes in the media landscape, they were all offering their services, and people weren't really using them in the consumer context. So that's where I thought I'd start using these writers that are available all over America and connect them with people.
That's fantastic. I love entrepreneurs and just love how things come together and where you get your ideas. And so this is fantastic. I really applaud you, Rutger. Before I let you go, need to ask you this question, or I don't need to, but I'd like to. In the Netherlands, where did you live? What town?
I was born in Rotterdam, and I also lived in Amsterdam for a while.
Okay. My former neighbors in the neighborhood I used to live in from Amsterdam, and he goes back there in our summers because it's milder, and it's here in the winter, and I see him around the neighborhood in short pants and short sleeves in the winter, and I'm like, what?
Exactly. Yeah, we used to be very used to cold weather, and I hope that when the lockdown is over, everyone goes to visit Amsterdam. It's a beautiful place.
I had a chance to go last year and just absolutely loved it. Got a chance to take in the Van Gogh Museum, which was beautiful. And just, we got out in the countryside into Harlem and just loved it so much. Just a beautiful little town and just a great culture all the way around. Looking forward to getting back sometime. All right, so how do we get in touch with you? Story Terrace is the name of the company. If we want our stories told for generations to come, what's the best way?
People can either go to our website, which is Story Terrace, and the last part you spell TERRACE.com, or they can give us a ring on 323-446-2870.
All right, StoryTerrace.com, or give them a call and have your story told for generations to come. Rutger, thanks so much for being with us, and what a great concept. Wish you the best.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.